Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Welcome to our call to worship and praise. You may have heard it said that into every life a little rain must fall. And a little rain most of us can deal with, but when it comes to genuine suffering, well, then what? God didn't bring us this far just to let us down. We can trust Him through all our troubles and trials.
Secure.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the rain that falls on all of us. Along with all the good times, blessings, successes, and triumphs, come the troubles, trials, heartaches, and suffering. Sometimes it feels like there's nothing but darkness ahead. But Lord, as we look closer, we see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it is the light of your love. And we know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Lord, now as we invest this time together today in your presence, please meet us right where we are. Many of us seem overwhelmed by the stuff of this earth. Please make yourself very real to us now as we answer this call to worship and praise you. Amen.
Through it all, success to show.
You are listening to Call to Worship. I hope you're being comforted by the fact that God uses our suffering for good. I invite you to visit our website. On the Call to Worship website, you can listen to our programs whenever it's convenient to you. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Please make a note of our new mailing address. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I will repeat that for you again at the end of today's program. Thank you for joining us today.
So many times I'm tempted to ask you.
This is your call to worship.
Love, think about his goodness, think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. About his love, think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
Think about His love. That's what we come together to do, to consider the wide expanse and the deep dimensions of God's love for us. Let that thought dwell in your heart tonight, because God is for us. He is, and His Word confirms it. Refreshing breezes of God's love are drifting over us today, and where they do, His love clears away confusion and awakens worship. And the result of experiencing God's love for us should compel us to love Him more, so that we can begin to love each other more. God's immeasurable love is for us, you and me. So let's take some time right now to think about it. Think about His love, His goodness, and His great mercy. And let it change us.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure of our Father's love.
So great, so great, so great is the measure of our Father's love.
There is a reason for all that touches our lives. God has a reason, a purpose in mind for sickness, suffering, times of testing and trials. Sometimes suffering is to teach us the value of obedience to God's Word, as in the case of the Israelites. The story found in Deuteronomy chapter 8, "Be careful to obey all the commands I am giving you today. Then you will live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey His commands. Yes, He humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. For all these 40 years, your clothes did not wear out, and your feet didn't blister or swell. Think about it. Just as a parent disciplines a child, the Lord your God disciplines you for your own good. So, obey the commands of the Lord your God by walking in His ways and fearing Him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land of flowing streams and pools of water with fountains and springs that gush out in the valleys and hills." And then Psalm 119, "It is good for me, saith the psalmist David, that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes." Some discomfort and suffering is God's discipline. Don't grow weary when we are disciplined. Hebrews 12, "Have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as His children? He said, 'My child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't give up when He corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those He loves, and He punishes each one He accepts as His child.' As you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as His own children. Whoever heard of a child who is never disciplined by its father? If God doesn't discipline you as He does all of His children, it means that you're illegitimate and are not really His children at all. Since we respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in His holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. There are some times when we suffer for the cause of Christ. God is the God of all comfort. So says 2 Corinthians 1, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with His comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We're confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort that God gives us. Even Christ, God's Son, displayed obedience through His suffering. So we find in Paul's book to the Hebrews, chapter 5, while Jesus was here on earth, He offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue Him from death. And God heard His prayers because of His deep reverence for God. Even though Jesus was God's Son, He learned obedience from the things He suffered. Romans 8, we suffer with Him that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Job 23, He knows the way that I take. When He has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held fast to His steps. I have kept His way and not turned aside. The Lord spoke through the prophet Jeremiah to the children of Israel about their sufferings and how that God's plans are for our good, and He is faithful to His promises. Jeremiah 29. This is what the Lord says, you will be in Babylon for 70 years, but then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land. Nothing, no amount of suffering can ever separate us from the love of God. Romans 8. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with Himself. And having given them right standing, He gave them His glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since He did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us, whom God has chosen for His own? No one, for God Himself has given us right standing with Himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and He's still sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? As the Scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We're being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Yeah. trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him.
Searching for solutions, when the answers so hard to find, are the pressures of life getting you down, and you need peace of mind? Why don't you cast your cares on Jesus, for you know he cares for you? Is there anything too hard for him that he cannot do?
Yeah.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, with our focus being on the purpose for and the value of suffering. I'm happy that you joined us. Our goal is that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your faithful support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. I'd love to hear from you. If you haven't done so already, then please make a note of our new post office box and address your letter to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, our new address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there, safely and securely, on the website. You can also listen to programs and find the playlist of songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.
Some of these days I'm going home where no sorrows ever come.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials safe from heartache, pain, and care.
We shall all that glory share.
And I'm gonna
sit down beside my Jesus.
Lord, I'm gonna
sit down and rest a little while.
Say goodbye to trouble, my